There's a gumball machine just inside the door at Resolute Tattoo in Del Mar, New York, near Albany. Stephanie Chard walks inside for her appointment and is handed a token.
All right, here we go. No time to think about it.
But she isn't turning the handle for gum, it's for her next tattoo. Right.
You won't even believe it.
Printed on a piece of paper inside a plastic capsule is a drawing of a baby in a wash bin with a snake, a classic traditional design. But Chard doesn't want a tattoo of a baby. This isn't her first tattoo or even her first random tattoo. Chard was here last month, too. She chose a purple and orange dragon on her left leg. It took about 4 cranks of the machine to decide on what to get. While the first spin is $100, re-rolls are 20 bucks a piece. She spins again and gets a snarling wolf. It's cool, but it's not perfect.
I mean, hey, if we can really get it up a notch, why not? Let's try it. All right.
Okay. Next up is a swallow and a rose, a traditional design by the late great artist Sailor Jerry Collins.
Oh, now we're talking.
That brings the price of this tattoo to $140, a bit of a discount from the $160 per hour shop rate. As tattoos explode on the internet, boosted by social media sites like Instagram, get what you get machines have appeared at neighborhood tattoo shops across the country. But what sets Resolute Tattoo apart is it donates all proceeds from its Game of Chance. Resolute Tattoo co-owner Holly Robinson says when the shop opened in February, she wanted to do a lot for charity. But beyond supporting a good cause, there are 2 other reasons why she decided to bring in a Get What You Get stocked with classic designs.
I was trying to keep the negative internet opinions down, and I felt like if we did it for charity, people would be less prone to throw out their negative opinions on it.
And 2, Robinson has an affinity for traditional style tattoos.
Traditional tattoos are beautiful, and it's a great way for people to try them who might not otherwise give them a shot. So.
In June, all donations will go to Street Soldiers, a volunteer homeless outreach program based in Albany, Troy, and Saratoga. Renee Fahey of Street Soldiers says her organization was tagged in a Facebook post made by Resolute Tattoo, looking for charities who may be interested in getting involved. Fahey says, in the days since Street Soldiers has been featured at the tattoo shop, interested people have been reaching out.
Yeah, actually, we've gotten numerous inbox messages asking how, you know, they can get involved and help.
In May, proceeds went to Upstate Underground Rescue, which adopts and fosters dogs. In April, the first month of Get What You Get at Resolute Tattoo, donations were made to the Autism Research Institute. So far, daring tattoo collectors have raised about $4,000 for charity. Stephanie Chard decides to place her new swallow and rose in the same spot on her thigh as the purple dragon on her other leg as artist Carlos Gonzalez gets ready to tattoo the design.
Okay, you ready?
Let's do it!
Get what you get.
Yep, getting what I got.
Around an hour later, it's finished.
Oh yeah, totally worth it. I love it. I'll be back next month.
For another?
It's like addicting.
And Resolute Tattoo may not have to look far for next month's charity. Also visiting the shop was Nell Schmitz, who works for the Albany VA Stratton Medical Center.
So I've talked to them about possibly getting some of the veterans programs in on it. I think it's cool. I couldn't do it. I'm not that bald, but I think it's a great idea.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.